Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Kia ora, Suri.
Morena, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Could be better, but all good. today I'll be talking about a book from one of my favourite writers, Olga Tokarczuk. Which might be a familiar name for some loose reads listeners. So Olga Tokarczuk, in 2018, she won the Booker International Prize for Fiction for her amazing book, Flight, and also the same year won the Nobel Prize for Literature and was shortlisted again the following year for Drive Your Plow Over the Bones of the Dead. So she's definitely not a new name to books. And the Imposium is, it's like tagged as a house resort horror story. and it's meant to be like, I think it's meant to be like a response to Thomas Mann's The Magic Mountain, which was published 100 years earlier in 1924. So almost like a centenarian response to The Magic Mountain. And like in The Magic Mountain, the novel begins with our protagonist, Mieczysław Wojnik, who is suffering from tuberculosis and is sent to this health resort set into the kind of lush mountainous forests of Germany, and this is where all the sick are sent to recover with the help of like the woody alpine air. And Mieczysław is like a gorgeous, tender and sensitive soul, and when he arrives at the sanatorium, he's told that the main sanatorium is full and he's sent to stay at like this gentleman's lodging, which is full of only men. And Mieczysław starts to realize that while they, you know, may or may not suffer from the same ailments, he is very, very different to the men who inhabit this place. The book is like pretty dialogue heavy and pretty conversational, but there's also this kind of amazing, like, supernatural, like, divine thread that runs through it as well. And you're not sure whether that divine thread is real, whether it's like a result of this kind of like hallucinogenic alcohol that these gentlemen in this little hut are drinking every night. And there's like a sentience given to the natural world around them. And in the health resort, all the people who live there are kind of on this strict like physical regimen and this strict sort of diet, with the mountain air being like prescribed as the antidote to like all of their ills. But as the book goes on, you kind of start realizing that no one at the sanatorium is really getting any better, and some people start to die, and all through like every day through the process of them getting better, they're watched by the kind of beady little eyes of the staff who also live there. So it's very much a book with like maybe less driven by plot and more driven by this kind of compounding atmosphere of like both misogyny through like the conversations with the men and this kind of like, yeah, this natural world sentience that starts to like become more and more smothering as the novel goes on. It feels like it almost feels like a fairy tale in the way that it's written. Like, some of it is based, like, very heavily in, like, real-world conversations around misogyny and very much informed by, like, I think, like, the point of the conversations is to understand, like, you know, the roots of where misogynistic ideas have risen from in our building of, like, civilization. So even, like, in the book, Nietzsche Flohr's father believes that, you know, this kind of, you know, it's set in 1913 on the brink of course, war in Germany at a time of economic collapse. And Nietzsche Flohr's father believes that both his son's sickness and the ills of the nation generally are the fault of, like, this rising feminized individualization that's sweeping the nation. And we get little moments of, like, how this is enacted, like, in real life in Germany and in Poland. And you get, like, little moments where you realize that women, this is a time where women are being killed for being witches still, that, you know, to an extent where many villages are left with, like, you know, smatterings of women left, houses are left completely empty. It's like half the population in certain places are, like, almost completely expelled. It kind of looks at, like, it looks at, like, stoicism. It looks at, you know, philosophers from Aquinas to, you know, Shakespeare, and how they've shaped, like, misogynistic understandings of women and femininity. That towards, as the book, yeah, starts to take more form, and you realise that this feminist force may or may not be, like, enacting its revenge in its own way. Yeah, it's quite an amazing and strange little book, The Enthusiasm.
That sounds incredibly gripping. As you were describing it, I thought it had a familiar vibe, and then I think I realised that the last time I covered Monday Breakfast, you talked about a book by the same author. So this is definitely a theme.
Yeah, definitely. And I've talked about another. So when I was talking to my colleagues about this book, I was like, oh, like, I can't get this other book out of my head while I'm reading it, called The Extinction of Irene Array. That's the one. And it was written by Olga Tokarczuk's previous translator, no longer her translator, after the publication of that book. So I don't know if there's, like, a little beef there or something. I don't know. But, yeah, it's very much, like, kind of draws on really similar ideas of, like, the forest and the natural world really kind of being, like, the sentient, like, amorphous thing. Which, yeah, I don't know, it's so interesting that two people in the same year thought of, like, such a similar idea. But, yeah, it is, it's amazing. It's, like, a very, I think if it's only, like, I think it's less than 300 pages. So I think if you're looking for something that's, like, incredibly powerful and impactful, if you like something, like, a little bit witchy, I would strongly recommend The Enthusiasm.
Oh, fantastic.
I tried to read the Thomas Mann Magic Mountain before doing this review, but it's about 500 pages of, or 600 pages of only dialogue. So I think I'll have to go back and read that after.
But a nice, cozy little 320-pager sounds very manageable.
Exactly. Very manageable, and kind of leaves you with this, like, weird feeling once you're finished. Like, the whole time I felt like I could feel, like, little eyes, like, burning behind my shoulder watching me.
Freaky!
Freaky and amazing. And so, yeah.
So maybe not one to read when you're, like, home alone.
No, don't do that.
And could you just give us the name of the book again for our listeners out there?
Of course, it's The Enthusiasm by Olga Tokarczuk, and it's $38 and available from all good bookstores, including Time Out Now.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Sori. We will catch you next week.
Thank you. See you.
Bye.
That was Loose Reads.